I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See y'all.
Terrific. Just great. Awesome.
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, good. Whatever.
Sorry. I forgot to close the other one and open a new one.
Yeah, well, that's dumb.
I know. I'm sorry.
Was it going now?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, okay, yeah. Good. I've been going for a while.
Oh, geez. All right, well.
I think we're done here.
Okay, good. Wrapping up. Good to have you all. You're all dumb?
It's good to be here on the radio.
Old time radio.
Yeah, I wonder what stuff like this, you know, what people would think about the wild antics that are going on now. Like then. Like imagine hearing all this stuff and not seeing any pictures and just hearing the mass chaos like on the radio. You probably would think the purge is happening.
Sure. I think I think what you've described is the idea.
Yeah, people on the radio are just like,
what? But George, what's happening? What's happening to the people? Why are we electing Trump? No, please, get the children.
You know, but then because there's TV, people are like,
yeah, he's a little off, but
yeah,
there's my cousin.
But. And more clanking sounds because everyone's in an underground bunker by this time listening to this.
Yeah, you just hear like giant metal doors closing.
Yeah, it sounds like a submarine or something.
Get the children and the pets.
Yeah, put them into the escape hatch, the panic hatch.
Oh, the panic hatch.
It's starring Jodie Foster.
A lot like a rabbit hutch, just, you know, underground.
Rabbit hutch and panic hatch.
Yep, we're just a bunch of people rabbits.
Attorneys at law.
Yeah.
Hutch and hatch.
It's like, and then you have like the Law and Order. Dun dun.
Dun 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 dun. Bow. Bow, 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 bow.
You don't even need to put the real one. Your rendition is spot on, sir. What?
I don't know. I think there's a bass line at the end there. Maybe not. Maybe it doesn't have as many notes. I went freestyle on it.
You certainly did.
It was because free of any style.
Well, and here's why. Because this is a different kind of law show. This isn't like the others, so.
This is an illegal law show.
No, it's totally illegal.
From the ground up, this music is unlicensed.
A lot of us are just like the unlicensed teenage doctor in Florida.
We refuse to pay any of our actors or crew.
We don't even pay ourselves.
No. And then money. People, no.
No. We don't some use people. Currency or money. We actually use illegal acts as our currency.
Oh my.
Yeah. It's like this illegal train.
Like the mob. Like if you've ever seen Godfather, it's like that.
Yeah. Wait, are we in the mob?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, did you see the Big Ange from Mob Wives? She passed away. Rest in peace.
No.
Yeah, she was big. Well, it was more her personality, I think. It was funny because I guess she was... Oh, that was so funny. She was a smoker for like years and years.
That's hilarious.
And then she got like some sort of like throat cancer or something. But I guess she passed very quickly. And she had a lot of supporters and love. And like mob people came out to her funeral. And they like super supported her. Because they're like, oh my god, now she's dead. Now she won't like yell at me in a raspy voice.
Is that old trope? By the end of the wake, there's just like the whole casket is filled with stolen jewels and things that people are trying to bury with her.
Yeah, and who's going to say anything? Not me, motherfucker. I'm not saying anything. I'm not getting in the middle of that.
Oh, motherfucking Undertaker's going to steal all that and melt it down. Put a bunch of pencils and other lead in there, I assume, for weight purposes.
Yeah, you got to keep the casket down, just like in water.
Yeah, otherwise, yeah.
Because it could float back up. Like, you don't know.
No.
You don't know.
I don't. I literally don't.
So, some Spotlight movie won Best Picture for the Oscars.
The hell does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is that a new racial slur? Spotlight?
Spotlight.
Is that offensive, what you've just said? I don't know.
Well,
Since words are allowed to mean whatever we dream of.
We can only hope. Oh, I guess Big Ange is only like 55. Holy crap. That's like young nowadays. She's just getting started. Well,
it's infuriating when somebody says someone dies at a young 84 or something. It's like, I mean...
Yeah, because there was a lady...
How euphemistic do we need to get? Where we're like, we're shaming death or something. It's like making death quaint or something like that. It's like, oh, 84.
They tried to make it like all chipper. Like the Smuckers guy. I guess he actually gave it up. The Will, whatever
mother
his name.
Smucker.
It's the Smuckers 100-year-old thing on the Today Show. He actually handed it over and retired and handed it to the Al Roker. Anyway, they always read that. Well, like, oh, a young 102. You know, always like that. But it was cute because it was America's Funniest Videos.
A collective
they had
eye
a
roll.
Lady, a video of a lady blowing out her candles, 102, and she accidentally blew out her dentures. They like fell out of her mouth. It was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so Big Ange died.
But like, it's not doing anybody any favors telling them that they're young when they're 100, because it's like, well, I mean, haven't you earned the right?
Yeah, don't talk down to me.
Haven't you earned the right to be old by then? Like, what the fuck?
No, I am old. I earned it.
I'm super old. Now you treat me with the proper respect of coddling me and getting me things.
Oh, yeah. Why the hell did I live this long?
Yeah, for that.
But if not to be doted upon.
Exactly. Buy me my weed. Go fill my scripts.
Oh my god, that'd be so good.
Exactly.
I just wanted to say, I said it, but we were also both talking at the same time.
Oh.
Big Ange died. She was battling stage 4 lung and brain cancer.
Man. I feel like it's no coincidence.
It doesn't say here,
but
it was probably from the Botox.
I feel like, well, there's that too. And that speaks to this point, which is that it's no coincidence that we're experiencing unusually high levels of toxicity in all forms and also high rates of cancer, it would seem. So that's all I hear about nowadays is people just knocking off from cancer. Like, it's just getting... Is anybody pointing out? Like, I know that there's a lot of people concerned about cancer, but the other big C, concern? The small C? I mean, if you had the big C...
Yeah, one of the KKKs, like,
The CCC is concern, caring, and cancer.
Oh, goodness.
I just feel like a bigger picture. It seems like is there more cancer? I feel like there's more cancer. It's a bigger C. I think the C has gotten bigger. The C is rising. Oh my goodness.
Oh no.
The ice holes are melting. And the seas are rising.
Oh no.
Seas meaning cunts in this case, just being a euphemism so that all makes sense there. Okay.
You have to clarify.
I do. Well, I do in that case because
like,
we were talking about
it.
We
didn't make that part up. Yeah. Like, we didn't bring cunts into this, they brought themselves.
No, into the C section. I wonder also what the statistic is, what amount of douchebags were breech birth or the like, where the world just did not want them.
Oh, Jason! You were breech.
Assholes are breech. See? I rest my case.
There's some truth to this.
Okay. There we go. Winning.
They were like, I tried to not come in.
Dude, bros, I tried. Like... what was the butterfly effect? I think I watched it a second or third time, and there's a different ending that I think they've now cemented as the ending. But
oh,
or it was on TV where
I never watched that.
But it had a few alternate endings, very different ones. And in one of the endings, I think the one that was actually the first one that I saw, I was just watching it on DVD. And the ending that I thought was the ending to the movie were, spoiler alert, everybody, 10-year-old Ashton Kutcher movie. is he goes back. And he's actually in his mother's womb, and he chokes himself out with his own umbilical cord. Like, that's the end of the movie. Like, because, you know, he needs to, like, commit suicide, and he keeps all of his memories, so he has all his adult memories. So he's operating with an adult brain in his infant form in his mom's womb, and because he knows that he's only going to hurt the world in Donnie Darko style, he snuffs himself out.
That's so messed up. Babies
it's pretty
are
weird.
So smart. See, well, just like, don't give them any...
Time-traveling babies are so smart.
Time-traveling babies.
That baby
don't
got
you
pumped.
Know that Stewie is so, so meta.
No, but then there's a couple other alternate endings, and I remember there was a different one that I think was less insane that they I think decided to use in Strid.
Yeah, that one's like super like Inception insane. And then like the first time that we saw that one where he's like, I see dead people. That one too.
Yes.
Whatever that was. That was pretty trippy.
Sixth Sense. If anybody goes back and watches actually all of M. Night Shyamalan's
It's M. Night
Shyamalan. M. Night Shyamalan's all of his movies through his entire career. You'll find that actually The Sixth Sense is like the only decent movie. And that's only because it's got a good twist. But every other movie is fair to bad. And they just get worse and worse as they get closer to the present. Oh. Which is not a present in his case.
It's not a gift.
It's not. It's snot.
Thanks for giving us your taint.
Yeah.
We didn't ask for it, and it was taints.
Exactly.
You could say it like that. Oh, taints.
Yeah, you could. Actually, it works.
Yeah. It's, I'm not going to now. I hear it. Yeah, it's working for me.
Yeah, wear it out.
It's not appropriate or nice, but...
No, it isn't.
And you have to say it super, like, with, like, three chins, and your chin's super down, like, taints.
Fortunately, super down.
Fortune. Oh, so good. Up you will be seeing a lot of fortune in your future.
Yeah. And your fortune, like, I look fat.
We're just telling you, you're going to be a fat ass.
Yeah, you're going to be a very...
Oh, God. There he is. There he is.
You're going to be a very fat...
We need a bunch of Japanese, like little mandolin, the little tiny instruments in the background.
Like little boing, boing.
Yeah.
I think that's Chinese. I don't know if that's the Japanese.
Oh, whatever. We'll find some Japanese equivalent.
I think what you just said was culturally insensitive.
I think you're right.
That is a very insensitive of you to say in such a manner.
I am.
How dare you?
My deepest condolences to your imagination.
I also watched on Amazon a... movie, it was The Devil's Double.
Is this another thing you're going to tell me about, and then later I'll think I discovered it and try to
probably
tell you about
it. Most of the things at least most
no,
of the things
I found baskets and it's amazing and you probably haven't even watched it yet.
Yeah, but I don't take credit for it.
Oh, that's true.
I still haven't even checked it out.
Oh my god, it's so good. And they got it's been renewed
for a second season. Jinx. No, The Devil's Double actually is a good, interesting movie because I started to watch it not knowing that it was...
You know I can't handle
it. It was semi from... it's like based off of real life events. It's sort of the... It's what...
Loosely based.
It is to Uday Hussein.
Okay, Uday.
What The Road to Wellville, which I've recently found out there's not another. It's Wellville, not Wellsville. But
you messed it up.
Yeah, well, I totally did.
You did. You botched totally it did. A lot of times.
What The Road to Wellville is to Kellogg, basically. So it kind of like...
Is it an eye-opener?
It is. It's... Oh. It's
about it helped change you? And
well, it has shocking content, but it puts a lot of the stories that you've heard about... Because, you know, Uday and Hussein... Mm-hmm. Couple of the worst people to ever have been produced by the Earth.
Hey, thanks for letting those guys out of your vagina. Yeah, thanks
the Earth.
Yeah,
Mother
we
didn't even Earth.
Mad at the moms that were like, I want the baby.
Yeah, I don't care how psychopathic they are.
Like, we could even know, Jason. That is so silly. We would just never know.
You can't judge.
No, you can't, because you just don't know until they start making mistakes.
You can't judge Judy.
You can't judge Judy.
Judy.
That's what I was when I was saying my bunny's name Julie. I realized I could say Judy, and it sounds exactly the same way. Judy. So now there's actually two names you could say, Julie or Judy.
No, I mean it's good because I think it did. I think that's why because it was can't. It was Jules. It was Julie. It was I think it was Judy. It was all the. That's why it turned into that.
Yeah, Judy.
It is all those names. Judy. So I would recommend The Devil's Double. It has some disturbing subject matter,
yeah,
but it's
saying. Like I can't
I'm just saying it's sticking
stuff.
With me. Like you, maybe not for you, but for our listener,
a
listener.
There's other. Oh, hi guys, we didn't see you.
Hey,
there. Hello. We thought this was just for us.
It's like if you're in the mood for like something that's not as depressing as The Pianist.
Penis.
As The Penisist. And then if you so check out The Devil's Double about that, but it's a good movie. Very
What's
well
the
acted
premise?
And yeah. Huh?
What's the premise? Like don't give it away. Don't spoiler alert. What's
well,
the premise?
Well, yeah, you can read in the it's
I don't know how. No, just have iPhone read it to me.
No, I'm just going to tell you the movie thing, because I can do that. I can answer your question if you let me answer your question. It's just like Uday Hussein. It's about him recruiting this dude to be a body double, and that's basically it. Like, and how that dude manages life after that, because it's either be his body double or be tortured to death. So, you know, those are your options, and then he has to basically go around being that close to that big of it. And this is like, it's the movie's written from the retelling of the guy who is like the central character. So that's like semi real life. Ooh. And so he's telling, like, so he's forced to be privy to, like, once again, some of the most horrible people ever created by Earth. And it's not like overly macabre, but it's interesting because it's just, ooh, it's a good movie. I would recommend it.
I do. Well, we take recommendations. We always don't, like, you know, we'll accept them. We may not follow.
Yeah, I mean, if you can handle
based
Tombstone,
on your
I would
stability
say
in life.
I would argue Tombstone. They've got that wedding scene where, like, you
what
know,
what do you want on your Tombstone?
Dude busts up. Yeah, it's delightful. And then they eat pizza and they have a great time.
You can't have a bad time if you're eating pizza. It don't matter none. If
that's
it's
where clean. That that's where it that pizza company came free. From. That's where that pizza company came from, is the legendary pizza scene at the beginning of Tombstone, where the outlaws break up that wedding only to invite them to a pizza fiesta in their honor.
They just cut that scene out because it was a little too modern.
It dragged on, so it looks like both of those people are murdered and their wedding is broken up and they kill the priest. But that's not actually what happened.
Guys!
Spoilers! For 35-year-old spoilers.
That's
now.
Like Roscoe when he does something wrong. He's like, joke, I was kidding.
Yeah, bet
I was
not.
Like, no, like, you actually, like, meant it. Just don't do it again, that's all.
Yeah, totes. Totes broads. So.
Yeah, we were busy this weekend.
Hey, what were you doing? What have you been doing?
Well.
Question mark. Is that how this works?
Spring club soccer. I started. My LHS girls, they're finishing their conditioning, and we get to actually have a ball in front of our feet starting tomorrow, so it's pretty rad. And Wyatt's done with basketball. He has last games, and the CrossFit Open started, so 16.1 is this week. It's a lot of walking lunges, chest to bars, and bar over burpees.
Burpees and poopies.
Burpees and poopies. In my jammies. But, so, yeah, we've just been busy getting stuff done, you know. Just a bunch of, like, family stuff, having fun. I think next weekend we're going to take the kids to the zoo. I realized, like, when the boys were little, we took them to the zoo a lot. But now that we have, like, a ton of children, we don't want to pay to, like, get all of them in places. But then we forget that, like, we're robbing them of, like, really great things. So
you're robbing your children?
Oh, yeah, blind. They don't even know I took $20.
Well, good for them. It'll teach them a lesson.
Yeah, teach you to live here.
Yep, pay the piper, bitches.
Bitches. Well, yeah, it is kind of my fault, too. I'm poor. Just kidding. I love having money. It does make it more fun, like when you want to just impromptu buy a rabbit cage and just be like, I can't has. You just have to go into the dangerous parts of Target parking lot, you know, where it's like not as well lit by the sun. And just risk your life. I mean, that's essentially what I did. It's loosely based on reality, what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I just want someone to make a movie about it. There, you know what? The diciest part of that whole exchange wasn't the exchange itself. It was actually the people in the back of the parking lot. They had terrible driving skills, and they went past the do not enter sign. And they turned left when they shouldn't have turned left. And it was very scary. There were a couple of moments. It was like adrenaline pinching. It was like, you know, I thought this was the ultimate danger, and now my fight or flight responses are triggering, and it's so scary. You know, I was just trying to get to Ulta to get my lip gloss.
Yeah. Why is it always going to be fight or flight? I think now it's got, like, we got fight, flight, and complain.
Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah,
it's
fight,
so
flight,
true. What
disagree.
Has social media done? They've changed all of civilization's response.
Like, if we're rewriting our genes.
Oh, no. I like those jeans. They were pretty easy. Yeah, they were easy ride, low cut crotch, stuff like that. I like those commercials, the Wrangler commercials now that they've got Brett Favre. And they're like, typical jeans for men have a V. We've got a U shape. You know, to leave room for, and I want to be like, you're junk! Like,
Your testicles.
Your balls. That was like tonight at futsal. Someone goes, ha, better a handball. And I was like, a handball is better than a lot of the other hand. That was gross. No, we don't want hand jobs out here. We're just trying to play, guys. Come on. That's just what you do at halftime. And you rehydrate, please. Taint.
Safety first.
Yeah. Oh, man. My legs are getting sore. I don't know that I should have done all that running and exercising and then sat down.
Yeah, that was your first mistake.
Well, there's a lot of mistakes made today. Well, this weekend. That was one of the things that started off. Anthony had Friday off. I was like, actually, honestly, what led to the bunny was I did see a video of those unlikely best friends of a golden retriever as a puppy getting to know a new duckling. And then they're just like best of friends and they play and stuff. And that made me really sad for Bruce. I was like, let's just go look at the farm store. But they literally didn't have ducks. So we got a bunny. That is my fault. So
got ducked. Yeah. What do you think the percentage of, or like, when those videos make the rounds, I bet there is a number of people who all feel inclined to go buy something fluffy, and then there has to be some sad percentage that doesn't get taken care of enough to stay alive.
Why would you bring that up? That's so sad.
Because no one else would, I feel like. That's why I would bring that up.
Oh, jeez.
Just wondering. You know, it's probably a significant amount, enough so that if you actually looked up the figure, it'd bum you out for a day or two. And then you'd know about it, so you'd remember it sometimes.
Especially you're trying to go to sleep. And you're like,
when you're going to sleep or holidays when you're alone, that kind of thing. Just really think about that statistic.
Valentine's Day.
The number of animals that are gifted and then die because just people are dumb.
People are dumb. Again, why would you bring that up?
I feel like I've already explained myself thoroughly. Well,
at least we do our part. We buy the animals, we take care of them, and we let other things murder them.
Yeah. It's like a firing squad of life. You don't have to take blame because it's someone else's fault.
Well, two hunting dogs at 5 in the morning that murder my duck and leave it. That's pretty super dick move.
But also that you mentioned that they're hunting dogs, it all makes sense.
It does, but why were they running around the neighborhood off leash? And then, like, that's it. That's why were they in the neighborhood?
Presumably hunting.
Well, no, that's all that they know what to do. And I mean, they're probably not typically thinking they're going to see live poultry in someone's yard downtown. I do get that. I understand. But that he was there and he's ours. Now, could you?
I still, though, could have.
The bunny got taken by some bird, so Anthony and we're thinking about names for Jerry Cappuccino. He goes, we can name it Hawkbait. And I was like, that's not funny.
it's funny.
And then Roscoe's like, no, Dad. But it was cute because Roscoe had it.
Why did nature make prey so cuddly and adorable? Like deer and rabbits and squirrels and stuff. Like, we just like the hell out of all of them, but it's like, that's what everything eats.
Yeah, even cows are freakishly precious.
Yeah, they're pretty cute.
Real cute. Like, if I had a baby cow and I got to start with a baby cow, I would just love that cow and I would never send it to the laughter house.
Yeah, the house of laughter.
I can't believe it's just an S. Slaughter or the laughter house.
A baby cow is what I have, like, when I order food and it's not quite right. I don't spaz completely out. I don't have a whole cow, but I'm just like, well, this is upsetting.
Well.
Now I have to summon the waiter once more and take issue with this.
I have to take issue.
I'm having a little cow here.
Oh, guy, do I have a cow, man? No, I'm going to have some. Thank you.
A little.
Just a little cow. Like that episode of Family Guy where it was the Down Syndrome girl or whatever. And and that whole episode. And she said, God, I got to go. My dogs are mooing. Or whatever. And I was like, uh-oh. So now every time my calves hurt, I'm like, my baby cows, they're mooing. It's not funny, but it is true.
And it's also not true.
No, they are. They like hurt. Like that's like a whatever.
But they're not literally mooing.
I'm trying, like while we're sitting here, I'm trying, I don't know how to draw. I really don't. Like, and I'm not talented in any way.
You made that obvious by explaining it.
No, I really am so bad about drawing, but like, I'm trying to draw like those super wide eye. You know how like those really cute cartoons have little tiny dots and they're like, the eyes are wide apart? I can kind of do that, but I'm just not creative. I wonder why you got all of that talent.
You left it.
I did, in mom's uteros.
Yeah, that's probably what got all clogged up and made me come out funny.
That's true.
A big jungle gym of creativity.
I'm just bouncing. Oh, is it time? I'm not ready. I'll stay in. Oh, shit. Nah. My face is blue.
I'm doing drugs here.
Oh, no.
I made my umbilical cord into a pipe.
I almost killed my mom and myself. I'm so meta.
Yep.
So you got to go to see Carpool with Dad, the movie Carpool. And,
And true. True.
Oh, no, that's funny. That's funny. Did you do anything else with them? Have you seen Mom? You guys been doing some crockpot stuff? I know Mom's been working on building some bookshelves for her clogs.
Building one bookshelf and going on and on about it.
Stop. It's the kind of it's thing cute, that should... And she actually did a really good job.
Yeah, well.
It just took her.
Good. It's good that it's done.
She doesn't have a degree in carpentry.
And that she can stop talking about, I built a bunch of bookshelves in
did
my
you?
Van.
Did you? Mm. Oh, yeah, you did. I saw them.
Then I sold it.
And then you
said,
I know.
For
I put
like
all
nothing.
This hard work into
I basically gave it away. Well, there were no other options. No. It just crapped out. Like, I was just screwed. I was in a tight spot.
Yeah,
I got nothing for it, pretty much. So
yeah,
that was fun.
Were. Yeah, someone was like, dumbass. And then they
I don't even know. That thing's probably at the bottom of the Puget Sound.
But all that work and money,
just
no.
Packed with immigrant skeletons.
Jason!
That
was
Shanghai.
Out of line.
They got Shanghai, Seattle.
Seattle's not. They're not that vulgar.
Shanghai and Seattle.
Ah. Ooh, that sounds like something you do like in Chinatown.
Huh?
You have to pay extra for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't write the rules. I just point them out.
I just read them when it's convenient.
I know, for me.
I pick and choose them as
and
I
for
please.
For anyone else.
Yes, I blame everybody else who does the same thing for being a liar. Once again, the projectionist.
We need to have a little like trumpeting music for like the projectionist, like something like with a lot of like cymbals and like the.
Just
like
Edward Norton
the
just
looming sound.
Rolling up on you all jacked and shirtless with a swastika tattooed to his face.
He can do that anytime. That's fine.
Yep.
He can, because Edward Norton. He hasn't even like been in stuff yet. Wasn't he the Hulk and that was terrible?
I don't know if it was terrible, but he was the Hulk.
Yeah,
it didn't make
it was
sense.
Pretty bad.
But that's what it's confusing because he like I don't know. I think it's because of American History X. I think
he
it was
that
movie.
So good in that.
Yeah, it was good in that. And then people think that he can play. But I think that was his only badass role that he could. I think it was the goatee. He has to have a goatee because he doesn't have a very strong chin.
Oh, I think that's it. I think you're right. Because Mark Ruffalo is like the best Hulk ever. Like he is Hulk. Like I think secretly he's Hulk.
Yeah,
he's
pretty good Hulk.
He just has that aura about him.
He's a decent Hulk. He's like the Sean Connery James Bond of Hulk.
Yes! Yes. No one can ever. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
He's
like
Dr.
Nervous.
He's got himself a chin, too.
You have to. That's what we just went over.
Like, it is weird because Edward Norton doesn't have a chin or a jaw, but then his Hulk version does. And it's like, well, where does that go when he becomes a guy again?
Why is
he
talking from his face hole with no lines?
It's all spindly and sinewy face.
But you're right, he did. He had to be super jacked in, like, American History X. I get that.
Yeah, it was. It was probably steroids or something.
It changes everything.
It does. And then he played the wiener in Fight Club.
Yeah, he kind of was. But that was a good role.
Yeah.
That was
Not
really
saying
good
it
for
wasn't.
Him.
Yeah, it was good.
It was pretty
good. He did a
good
job.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It was really cool. I think it's a really neat thing. Apparently there's several girls or one girl who does hair and makeup, but she's like Muslim or whatever, so she has a burqa, and she colors and does her makeup like Disney princesses, and she looks insane. Like, so good. That was the neatest thing. I've never thought of that, because I always am like, I want to see like their hair and face, because most of the time they're like ridiculously gorgeous. Maybe I want them to stay covered. I don't need more competition. They're so gorgeous.
Yeah, they could be really like the hottest chicks on the planet for all we know, but it's hard to tell.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, oh God. Yeah, exactly. But this one, she like transforms her face to look like Disney princesses. It's her or several girls or whatever. Like,
I do wonder.
How are they pretty? Holy cow.
Maybe they are handicapping themselves, because we all know Asians. They're, you know, they're pretty hot. But maybe Middle Eastern folks, the ones who, what's with all the face coverings, all the scarves, maybe they're the hottest ones, but we just don't know.
I bet they are. That's why Trump's all like, oh, if I can't get one, I'll just ban all of them.
Yeah, I don't know why he doesn't, like, that's the other weird thing. His wife is an immigrant, Trump, because she finally talked. I
know,
and it's like,
oh, did she talk? I know there was
she's got a thick, like, Puerto Rican accent or something, like Dominican. Something. And it's just like, what? This doesn't make sense. That fucking, this guy's trolling.
Yeah, like, hardcore.
Like, if he didn't have immigrants, then he wouldn't be married to that hot chick. What's going on here?
Why? Why for do this?
Yeah,
why for do this, Trump?
He's a front runner, too. I mean, that's just the worst part. It's like, once again, don't blame jokes for being jokes. I blame douchebags for taking them seriously.
Hey, don't take it so hard. Like a dick. Oh, dear. Did you hear this thing? Like, people are, it's like a 20th anniversary of, like, Pokemon. And people are like, Pokemon Day. I'm like, that can't be a thing.
No, it is. There's a bunch of people who are a few years younger than me who are all about Pokemon. It's weird.
Yeah, there's Pokemon.
Like 30-year-olds who Pokemon and Womon.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Like, the one time I went to go get gas here locally, and I guess on 2 days a week, there's like a... He's not special needs, but he... Because he's not. He's... Looks totally normal and acts totally... Someone either knows him or he's an older child, like, in his, like, 20s, of the guy that owns the place. Or it's just nice. He just comes and pumps the gas and talks to you, but he just seems slow. He's not retarded. He's actually just... I don't know how to describe it. Anyway, one time he started...
Slow-tarded.
Slow-tarded, yeah. He just started talking and yammering about... Because, you know, they're pumping your gas, and it's like, oh, I'm not going to go sit in my car and be a super douche. I mean, I almost did. And so I talked to him, and he was about his interest, and he's like, yeah. There's like this... I'm really into Japanese animation, and it was funny because they had an accent. You know what I mean? I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, there's like this one dragon and then this other one. And I just really like, you know, their meanings in life and the things that they represent. And I'm just like, what is he even saying?
I like
he
it when there's like a...
He was super into it. Like, he meant every word he was saying.
Like when there's a scientist who has an accent like that?
Yeah, I know.
And it's like, you just have to ignore the fact that he sounds like he's talking to you.
No, he's
from
really
a stump.
Intelligent. Just listen.
That's literally
like,
a stump.
That's like Dad. Dad had the Hoosier accent. Like, he talked like all his family members, and he studied for 3 years to get rid of it because he knew he was going into law and knew that he wouldn't be taken seriously if he had, like, a drawl. And so he studied to get rid of it. And Mom doesn't have much of an accent because she's from Northern California, which is why you and I don't have much of an accent either. And
the
I think it's
non-regional dialect.
We don't have a region, can't you tell? But, like...
So, yeah, it's useful to not talk like a yokel.
Oh, so Dad, like, literally took it very seriously and studied hard to not have an accent. I think that's pretty badass. Like, Dad just, when he does things, he just does it super cool.
Yeah, he did that thing, that's for sure. What?
How did I do that? I didn't know I could do that.
What's that?
Oh my gosh. We were watching the OKC Golden State game last night. Holy crap. Like, we've heard a lot and we've seen clips here and there of Steph Curry. But, like, OKC was a good 12 something points ahead. the game was kind of like, it was good, but it was like, what? And then Steph Curry comes in, and he can't stop hitting threes. And then, they go into 5-minute overtime, and there's like seconds left, and it's back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then he hits a 32-footer. Like, it was closer to the half court than it was the three-pointer. He hits it with, and there's only like 0.6 seconds left for OKC, and they can't make it. And so they win. And he just is like walking around like, yeah. And you're just like, what?
See that? Did you see that?
Everyone saw it, and wow, how, like, I guess
Mandel.
I know, wowie. I guess everyone in the league is like 15% for like three-pointers, and he's like 64, like some stupid amount of percentage. It's like, oh, well. But it was cute, because Wyatt tonight, he came with me to futsal, but we ended up not needing him. We had enough adults show up, and so he had brought his basketball to shoot around, and he made 74 of like 128 three-pointers. And I was like, that's really cool. So he wants to get his percentages up, but he worked on his technique, and he just stayed super busy, and I thought that was super cute. He's so talented, and he just worked so hard. I just love that kid.
Well, that's what you need. That and money.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, that certainly helps, yeah. I do like that. Can we has money? Anybody want to pay us for this? We'll take it.
Put it here around my feet. All the money.
Yeah, we'll take... Yeah, we don't have pride. We'll take it.
This is our sponsor, live reads.
Did you...
Give money.
Did you catch up on Netflix and watch all the Fuller Houses?
Well, I'm ready. I'm clearing my schedule. I'm getting started.
Did you actually ever watch that as a kid? I did.
And when it was on, never really got into it.
You never did?
Never. Never!
Wow, that was super defensive. Now I don't believe you.
No.
I did. I loved it.
Oh, well, good. For you.
I haven't had a minute to stop and actually watch it, but the Fuller House one.
Never actually seen it, but I love
it. I love that show!
I loved hearing the theme song parts of it when it would come on and then I would have to leave. I loved it. I loved every second, every 3 seconds of it.
It really was for me.
I loved it. Mrs. Doubtfire is a good movie that I thought of.
Oh, yeah! Oh!
But like...
I gotta make a list of movies that I'm like, I forgot about.
Yeah, show them to your kids. That's what they're there for, is to make sure that people don't forget about Robin Williams dressed in drag, showing his balls to, was it Pierce Brosnan? Is that who it was?
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's the one.
Yeah, probably. I think he flashed him at least once during there or sometime. No, he didn't, because then he can't, because then he'd know that he was a dude. Oh, but yeah. His daughter saw his balls.
Somebody saw his penis?
Or son saw his balls. I don't know. Somebody walked in on him peeing. That's how he got found out, I remember. Balls. Balls always give it away.
Ow.
Brown.
I thought you were a lady.
Yep.
Turns out you're a lady boy.
Yeah.
I'm so mad. I get all these channels, but for some reason, I don't get Logo TV, and that's what RuPaul's Drag Race is on, and there's an RuPaul Season 8 is happening right now, and I can't watch it, which means I have to wait until it gets on Bulu. And for some reason, they don't show up, like, next day on Bulu. Like, I have to wait for the season to, like, carry over. So, it's pretty much a first world problem, but I'm just really stressed out about it.
Speaking of first world problems, is this a picture of that chick who died that you sent?
Yeah, Big Ange.
Whoa. She's like her nose ate a Mario mushroom, like one of the shrinky ones.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because it's just like literally you can see her septum. It doesn't like that. It
you
doesn't
need to
even,
hear audio of her talking. That's the part where
it does like it starts to go out like how it should, but then it goes immediately back in where it started to be surgically altered. That's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that nuts?
That's so weird.
You
looking.
Should hear her talk. Like I think that's the most shocking part. Is trying to hear her talk. She sounded like she had lung cancer always. Ugh. Like she was born with it. You have always. They said they found like a lemon sized tumor.
Tumor.
In her brain. Oh,
when life hands you lemon tumors.
It's time to die.
There's nothing you can do with that.
Whoops. That wasn't as cliche or cute. Sorry.
That's why it's not a cliche. It's been said before like 3 times.
That's why it's cancer. Because
it's cancer.
Because...
Did you ever find any passages, or you want to find anything that...
Like, from the Bible?
Well, if you want me to backwards read it.
No. Wait, which form are you talking about? You said back talk?
Back talk, I guess, could be the name of the thing, the segment.
Okay, so, like, for example, I give you something, and then you do, you what?
See, because this is my contention, is that, like I said, it doesn't matter what I say in that voice.
Okay.
So that's kind of the thing, is you find something.
Oh, the back talk. Yeah. Yes. Oh, I remember now.
How did you forget?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm going to look something up.
Yeah, like a paragraph or so of text that you think would.
Paragraph? Can you do it for a paragraph?
Yeah, a short paragraph, sure. That's what a list of of ingredients are on a cracker box, as was exemplified last cast.
All right.
In the past.
Yeah. Okay. I got it. I'm going to find something for you. I'll get it.
An asinine celebrity blog or a company blurb.
Wait.
I had an indigestive. It was a hit a reflection off of the solar eclipse. Hit a weather balloon.
Oh my god! I can't. Every time my brain shuts down, I'm no longer listening. That is so funny. I just love that.
No, good stuff.
Okay. Okay. All right. I got one for you. You can go as. Yeah, you can go as far as you want. Wait, dang it. Where's my right click? No!
It's a wrong click.
It is?
Oh, I hacked into your computer and took your right click away from making fun of me.
That's fair.
No, that seems fair.
Come on. There we go. Oh, I got it.
Here we go.
Okay, right click.
Success.
Oh, I still got to send.
No?
Not yet. Oh, yeah, copy. Uh-oh. Skype.
Complicated.
Oh, there's Big Ange. Okay.
Tiny nose.
All right, there you go. Got it for you.
You have to hit enter.
Yeah, you got it?
No, you have to hit enter, I think. It's not.
I did. Do it. Oh.
Yeah, it's tricky. I know this is your first time.
Stop.
Oh, this is more lyrics? Okay,
yeah,
we'll do okay, we'll do this, but in the future.
Oh no, next time. Yeah, I know. I get it. Thanks.
Okay.
Mom.
Okay.
Thanks, Dad.
And you can be creative with whatever source it could.
Yeah, no, now I know. Backtalk. Got it. I completely forgot and I never texted you back to clarify.
See,
so this is what
this is what I get for trying to prepare.
These are all my faults.
Yes, all of them. There's more faults than California.
Or, you know, technically Washington or Oregon, they've got some too.
Oh, do they? They're not as much land.
They've got the Juan de Fuca.
Not as much land area. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Back talk speak.
Yeah. Wait, my cat's doing something really adorable.
Oh, get a picture.
Hold on, let me see if I can.
Yeah, just take a second. It's fine. We'll just wait.
Yeah, everybody wait.
We'll play adorable cat music.
He's gonna put it.
Just a bunch of meows, like meow, 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 meow.
All right, getting photos, okay. Getting a second photo.
Okay, I'll play a really cute sound from a video of my friend's
Well, it's
goats.
Already, I'm done. I'm ready to, you better have that queued up 5 seconds ago.
No, Jace, it's
too
ready.
Late.
I'm going to play
it. Oh, God.
It. Okay, here it is. This will give you more, this will get you, you can work on the lyrics. This
bitch.
Is the sound of Sherlock. Talking.
Okay. You gonna talk?
That's my ridiculous talk.
Poor Sherlock.
That's adorable.
It's pretty adorable.
Ah! It's cute because the video, his little tongue's like. Ah!
It was obviously a video of a baby goat and a screeching turkey.
Hey, do I sound like a screeching turkey?
I don't know what a screeching turkey sounds like. Probably.
That's pretty badass.
Hey, pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Next up on the stage is the screeching turkeys. Okay. All right.
I'm okay. So faded. No exaggeration. Beck's bringing like a porcelain location.
What does percolation? Whatever. It's a porcelain location. percolation. Is that a real spelling?
Just keep going, yes.
Boys to the yard for some hip spanking. Where you make it drop down like you in the Matrix. Can't take it. Then fake it.
CH is hard.
That is hard.
Y'all still sleep. Better stay awake and hot new dance for the horn to make it.
What song is this? People need to be able to follow along.
Make tofu fast. Make them think you're drinking.
It's WTF. It's what the fuck. It's her new song, WTF.
Oh, delightful.
Head to the floor. Don't collect that, though. You better huddle up, because that beat's so cold. Pop that. Pop that. Cock and reload.
Reload. Here we go.
Yeah, don't forget to go high and low. Yeah.
Don't tell me how to do my craft.
Okay. Oh, my.
I am an artiste.
Obviously.
I'm a fortist.
So there we go. Segment complete.
Oh, yes, of course. This another hit. I got an 8 in the hole. Boys on my back. Player, did you peep that? You got a small stack, player. You can keep that. I'm a Big Mac. Make you want to eat that like yakka to the yak.
Yeah, like really, when there's no swagger to it, it's totally asinine.
Junk in the trunk, make you pumps in the bump. Girls want to have fun, make you sticking out your tongue.
See?
I don't have any more. That's all I got.
I mean...
Yeah, that was like so fresh. Like so
it was
fresh.
It was much fresher toward the end there. I'll say
like,
that much.
That just like came straight out the produce section. It was so fresh.
That came straight out of the lettuce slaughter, lettuce laughter, the house of lettuce laughter. Let us amuse you at the house of laughter.
Chop off his head.
Yeah, there you go. Works.
Off with his head.
Into a salad.
Sorry, I just split your head in fours. You're gonna have a headache, you crazy iceberg.
Yeah, it's his fault for, you know, having that head of lettuce for a head.
Why do they call it? They also call it a head of cauliflower.
Do they?
Yeah, it's called a head of... Could you grab a head of cauliflower?
I didn't know that.
Well, like, what would that make romaine? Like, if it's a head of iceberg lettuce, then what would be, like, romaine? The, like, schlong of, like, the lettuce world? Nice.
Yep. At the very
no, because it can't be the cucumber. It's too obvious.
It's too obvious.
That's obviously an arm. Please.
Well, yeah, something, some kind of control rod. I don't know.
Yeah, we want to make sure this is like realistic logistics.
Yes.
What did I hear? I heard something today that someone rhymed, and I was like, that doesn't rhyme. It was something with muddy, and then they said something else, and they didn't say buddy. It was really bad. Dang it!
This week on things that rhyme with words that might be what I remember. This just it. Possibly. Awaiting Megan. Verification. Not sure.
Uh-oh. This just in. It didn't include humor. No one's laughing.
Arrow. Quiet.
Well.
It's not funny anymore, Jason.
This thing, if this were a steam engine,
oh God.
It'd just be sitting there.
You know what? Wouldn't even hop the tracks. Wouldn't
even do nothing. It'd be safe for infants and children alike to play on. Long.
Yep, nothing moving here.
Long coasted to a stop.
Yeah, really, nothing but nothing.
Yep, just waiting for someone to put an end to it.
On the side of the road.
-3, -2, -1, 0, 1.